AccuWeather forecast for today, a mixture of clouds and sun. We will have a high of about 53. A proposed financial start to developing a youth sports complex at Pritchard Park on the southwest side of Racine dominated public comment on the 2017 budget at last night's county board meeting. Funding a homeless shelter, mental health services, and the Ridgewood Care Center's future may also got mentioned. Jason Jaramillo, who spoke about youth sports and got to play Major League Baseball for the Philadelphia Phillies, he said driving to facilities elsewhere while trying to realize his dream, that was a big thing.
Thankfully for the support of my family, you know, I was able to get to these arenas or these sports complexes to gain exposure. And it's really important. And from early age, I knew that I had a dream to play baseball. And I was fortunate enough and blessed enough to accomplish that. So I'm just here again to show my support. I know how important it is to give kids dreams.
Jim Giappetta with the Racine County Prep Football Group said a youth sports facility would be, in his words, a breath of fresh air.
As people come here, they will spend money. Just like when we go to their organizations, We're there for extended periods of time, and we spend our money there. Why not keep that money here in the city, in the county, in Mount Pleasant, however this shakes itself out? I think we owe it to the community, and I think it would do. I'm hard-pressed to find a bad reason to not go forward with it.
Recently retired Judge John Jude urged retention of the Ridgewood Care Center based on the experience with his late father.
Believing that we should keep our parents at home and take care of him at home, let him die at home. That whole concept flipped for me because Ridgewood was an option and an opportunity for Dad to live in a better space and have better quality of life than he would have had at home.
Betty Brenneman supported the 10 additional jail officers in the budget that would cut down on overtime and make it a safer kind of environment.
I have been in a meeting where some of the people that worked at the jail were very concerned about the overtime that they had to do, about their families that they were having to neglect in order to work, and just the idea that there were so many people currently in the jail that have a mental illness diagnosis, and sometimes it just takes more time to work with them.
Six emails also introduced from citizens opposing sale of the Ridgewood Care Center. Five people spoke on the homeless shelter grant proposal, which is not part of the 2017 budget. The county board to vote on the budget for next year at its November 1st meeting. They'll set the levy on November the 7th. Well, the Green Bay Packers had a much better second half than the first in beating the Bears last night, 26-10 at Lambeau Field. It was Aaron Rodgers with a record 39 completions, head coach Mike McCarthy having to work basically without a running game. Meanwhile, he says it was good to see the offense moving the ball.
You know, we didn't carry a ton of volume scheme-wise into the game and just really, you know, focused on the execution, did the things we needed to do.
Packers improved to 4-2. The Bears fall to 1-6. 37th annual Crop Walk for Hunger in Racine County coming up Sunday afternoon, beginning just before 1 p.m. from St. Luke's Episcopal Church at 614 Main Street downtown.
There are close to 20 different organizations that are sending walkers with sponsors, but basically they go out and they get sponsors for them to walk. The route starts at St. Luke's and goes down to the zoo and then doubles back the same route on the back. The weather's supposed to be great.
That's Al Volman from the Volunteer Center, noting the Crop Walk is sponsored by Church World Services. 25% of the funds raised locally going to help the Racine County Food Bank.
But if you still want to participate, spur of the moment, you can show up there from noon to 12:45 and donate to a walker that might not have, that would need more sponsors. So we'll plug you into a walker and you can donate. And the money goes locally here, of course, to the Racine County Food Bank.
More information available from the Volunteer Center of Racine County, 262-886-9612. The Racine Police Department responded to the 1400 block of Buchanan Street. There was a report of a civil disturbance and a young woman being held inside of a home against her will. Now, a news release says officers did hear voices from within the residence, but nobody would answer the door. As a result of that, the SWAT and crisis negotiation teams were activated. One man did come out of the residence willingly, and then once they went inside and started searching around, they found Daryl Dotson, who was taken into custody on an active warrant. Otherwise, there was no evidence of anyone being held against their will. Coming up tomorrow, the Racine County Sheriff's Department and Central Racine County Health Department will be holding a free household medication collection effort in conjunction with the National Prescription Drug Take Back Initiative program. Residents being invited to drop off any outdated or unused medication, including prescription medication. It'll be from 9 a.m. till noon at the Norway Town Hall on Hague Park Road in Wind Lake. The drop-off is free of charge. It's confidential, but residents are asked to remove all the packaging and to bring the pills in a clear plastic bag. Sharp or biohazardous material will not be accepted. Downtown Kenosha has a Lakeshore Business Improvement District. The board for that has approved a $125,000 budget for next year, which includes a $1 increase in additional property tax for the area's businesses.
Under the proposal, commercial property owners would pay $2.50 per $1,000 of assessed property value to the bid, a dollar more than the current rate. The Kenosha News reports the increase is designed to help cover the loss of funding from the city and the Kenosha Area Business Alliance for Downtown Kenosha, Inc., the organization formed to foster economic development in the downtown area. The Lakeshore bid's budget must still be approved by the City Council. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Some workers in Wisconsin would make a lot more under a $12 an hour minimum wage, but millions of people would also lose their jobs. The latest report from Wisconsin's chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses says that a $12 annual federal minimum wage would erase, in their words, nearly 2 million jobs from the economy. And for the 22nd consecutive year, Wisconsin is the top cranberry-producing state in the country. This year's crop expected to reach 5.2 million barrels, about 60% of the cranberries grown in the country. A $40,000 grant from Racine County to the group Segway Racine for rent and utilities on a homeless shelter at a building on Dominick Drive, now housing United Way operations, got okayed last night by the county board. During the 2017 budget public hearing, which is not the grant source, Pastor Warren Williams, the president of Segway, mentioned a real need in the winter to help the homeless.
I am weary of taking people to sleep by railroad tracks and underneath porches of abandoned buildings and garages in empty buildings or near empty buildings. These things happen. And I am so looking forward to this year not having to do that.
John Melnick called the funding proposal irresponsible and not fair to the homeless either.
I feel that money would be better allocated towards the permanent shelter. They keep saying this is just not permanent. Well, kind of like the stadium tax. That was kind of not permanent. We all know how that went. So that's my suggestion. Or there's three pastors involved with this. Maybe they'd like to take the money and take these people into their church.
County Executive Jonathan Delagrave reminded supervisors it's a one-time offer for about a five-month period, and those needing the help would be supervised.
Ultimately, sometimes it takes courage to do something that may not be popular, but it's the right thing to do. And I think somebody had said, you know, who are we as a community and how we treat those less fortunate than us? And this would be an example of that.
No discussion amongst the supervisors regarding the grant. It led to a unanimous decision. And Wild Thing is going to have to stay in the bullpen during the upcoming World Series, which will include the Cleveland Indians. Actor Charlie Sheen, who was, of course, Ricky Wild Thing Vaughn in the movie Major League, playing for the Cleveland Indians in the movie, offered to throw out the ceremonial first pitch for one of the World Series games. Major League Baseball said the choices have already been made. The intersection of 7 Mile Road and Highway V in Caledonia scheduled to be reconstructed beginning next Monday, and that'll result in its closure for about 2 weeks. The project to extend, though, beyond that location to include 7 Mile Road closed from the East Frontage Road to Highway 38, and Highway V closed from Highway G to the Milwaukee County line. Motorists can still follow posted detour signs, but you're also being advised to plan for an extra 10 minutes or so of drive time. November 5th, the scheduled end of that work project, of course, weather permitting. City of Racine Parks Recreation and Cultural Services Department right now taking orders for memorial wreaths to be placed at Graceland and Mound Cemeteries over the holiday season. Fresh wreaths are 26 inches in diameter. They're accompanied by a stand. If they're ordered by November the 11th, the wreaths will be placed the week before Christmas and will remain until the cemetery's spring cleanup. To place an order for a memorial wreath or to get more information, families can call 262-636-9188 or visit the City of Racine Mound Cemetery office on West Boulevard. There is a $45 fee involved in this. And the city of Kenosha is offering up a chance for local residents to shred documents at three city locations from 9 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon. It'll be outside the parking lot of the Southwest Library on 38th Avenue, at the City Transit Office on 39th Avenue, and the Kenosha Regional Airport Terminal Building on 52nd Street. Residents of Kenosha welcome to bring up to 5 bags or boxes of items that can be shredded by a company called Shred It. The goal of the event, destroying documents with personal information, things like medical records or bills. This is not intended for junk mail. Officials say you can dispose of that with paper recycling items during regular curbside collections. And the State Law Library in Madison now officially has a new name. It's been renamed in honor of retired Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice David Prosser. He spent more than 40 years in public service, just retired in July after 18 years on the Supreme Court. The David T. Prosser Jr. State Law Library had otherwise been known as the Wisconsin State Law Library. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and Sherry Griffin, who heads up the Women's Resource Center in Racine, noted to the county board last night it's been over a year now since they took charge of what used to be an elementary school on Church Road and created the Dover Healing House.
One Wing serves as our legal program and our hand-to-hand safe exchange and supervised visitation program, which the county of Racine supports through grant funds. And the other wing offers counseling for children, teens, and adults. In the center, where the classrooms were, we did a renovation of those classrooms into shelter space.
It took some work, but Griffin said they finally got the legal okay to open up that shelter space at the end of July.
We decided after we got the go-ahead that should anyone come to us and ask for services, we would informally accept them into shelter. Well, as fate is, within 24 hours, we had our first shelter resident staying with us.
Griffin said that 8 families have been served by the shelter in the past 12 weeks, 3 successfully able to leave.
The board of directors, when we decided that we were going to go into this venture, determined that if we served 20 families in the first year, given the time it would be needed to get the word out, we would be successful. Well, in 2 months, we've served already half of that number. And there is nothing that tells me that that will be changing in the next year.
The 16-bed shelter in Dover serves mostly rural and isolated victims in Racine County, west of the interstate. And the City of Racine Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department is hosting a Kicks for a Cause shoe recycling program tomorrow as part of Make a Difference Day. It'll go from 10 in the morning until noon at the Cesar Chavez Community Center on Douglas Avenue, the Dr. King Community Center on Dr. King Drive, and the Dr. John Bryant Community Center on 21st Street. Kicks for a Cause accepts donations of new and gently used adult or teen-sized athletic shoes, sizes 5 and up, and it gives them to those in need. All brands of used, dry, mud-free athletic shoes with the laces tied together are acceptable. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.